Today, the one-man jam band. Keller Williams is here. Keller, nice to have you in the Music Lounge.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure indeed. Keller has just released his sixth CD, and if you're saying, I haven't heard of Keller Williams, well, there you go. You missed five great CDs prior to this new one, which is called Laugh. All your CDs, one-word titles?
Correct.
How much effort do you have to put into coming up with that one word?
An infinite amount of effort, actually, Marty. I'm trying to just describe, you know, the whole collage of songs in one syllable,
uh-huh.
You know, and I think I've done pretty well.
So when you call this one Laugh, does that mean it's supposed to make the listener laugh, or it made you laugh, or you just like to laugh?
Well, actually, there's a process in the recording process that at the end when you finish the record, you go back and you do something called cleaning the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back and you erase all the throat clearings, or the little sniffles, I missed that one. Start over. That's always on them.
Right.
But in this time, there was an infinite amount of laughter.
Oh, really?
And I didn't really go into the session. I didn't like write funny songs and, you know, thinking I was going to do a record called Laugh. It was just at the end, there was just so much laughter that it just seemed inevitable that it would be called Laugh.
The first song off the CD that we're playing here on the mountain is a song called Freaker by the Speaker, which is such a catchy tune. The first time you hear it, it immediately sucks you to it. And it was described the first time I heard it on this radio station. The guy that was playing it said it was progressive bluegrass. Is that a term that he came up with, or is that a term that's been used to describe your music prior to this?
I think maybe he might have made that up. I love,
and it's completely wrong.
Right? No, I wouldn't say it's completely wrong. A Freaker by the Speaker, I would say it's not a progressive bluegrass song by any stretch of the imagination. But I do love progressive bluegrass, and in my live show, there'll be some bluegrass songs that'll show up in the sets. Freaker by the Speaker is more of a kind of a dance tune,
mm-hmm.
You know, in my own little mind.
And what's the song about?
Well, Freaker by the Speaker is about me being on stage with my eye, you know, performing with my eyes open, which is I don't recommend it. because you know, you look out in the audience and you see all kinds of things going on. Sometimes, you know, there's fights. Sometimes there's you know, people hitting on each other, you
yeah.
know, like in a meat
so stuff
market,
that distracts you from what you're there to do,
right? And but in this case, this was, you know, kids dancing right by the speaker, you know, and really just freaking out and giving me all this crazy energy, and that's kind of where I got it from.
Even the girl with the binky, she was right there, right in front of the speaker.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, let's hear that song. It's one of my new favorites. Keller Williams is live here in the Mountain Music Lounge. This song is called Freaker by the Speaker on 103.7 The Mountain.
Human dreidel spinning around. How do you not dizzy out and fall down? Is that what happens when you feel the sound? But if that was me, I would be on the ground. I would not get up. I dance on my back, throw my legs up in the air like I don't care, and wave with them from side to side. Then I bust into a windmill, then right into a backspin. Freaker, right by the speaker, never seem to get enough. Priceless expression when space is possession, like, yeah, that's the stuff. Electronic, stereophonic, coming from the left and the right. It's good in the day, I like it that way, but it's perfectly normal at night. Rave girl with a lollipop binky and a face full of metal. Her eyes is as wide as a truck and somebody just floored the pedal. Her mental clearance is high, but the overpass is low. She ducks her head and holds on tight. When she gets through, she lets go. 'Cause she's a tweaker right by the speaker, never seemed to get enough. Priceless expression, space in possession, like, yeah, that's the stuff. Electronic stereo vibe coming from a left and a right. Good in the day, I like it that way, but it's perfectly normal at night. Yellow shirt bounces, gather in the corner, feel like the room just got a little warmer, boy, now you. What up with that, but don't worry, yo, I got your back. But one of them dudes is as big as the both of us. Big old arms, big as a school bus. Looks like he could snap us in two. I ain't got no gun, so I think we should run. I don't know about you, spinning around. How do you not dizzy out and fall down? Ah! That's what happens when you feel the sound. But if that was me, I would be on the ground. And I would not get up. I'd dance on my back, throw my legs up in the air like I don't care, and waver them from side to side. Then I bust into a windmill, then right into a backspin. Freaker, right by the speaker, never seem to get enough. Priceless expression, space in possession, like, yeah, that's the stuff. Electronic stereo fire coming from the left and the right. It's good in the day, I like it that way, but it's perfectly normal at night.
Wow. 103.7 The Mountain. That is Keller Williams live here on the Mountain Music Lounge. There are only two people I've seen play guitar like that. One is Patty Larkin and the other one's Martin Sexton.
All right.
Brilliant work on the guitar. Tell me about your guitars, because you have, what, like 8, 10 different beasts, and you give them all names, right?
Yeah.
Which one is this one here?
This one is the Blonde.
The Blonde.
Yes, this is the original.
And is this the one that you, the 12 string that you turned into a 10 string?
Right, right.
And what's the point of doing that?
To be cool.
Well, it works. Yeah.
No, actually, it's a regular 12-string guitar, and what I've done is I use one string on either side instead of two. It's kind of hard to explain if you're not into the guitar, but it's a regular 12-string. I just take two off.
So do you play I suppose I should make this clear to the people that are listening, because they don't have the benefit of seeing that you're here by yourself performing, because it sounds like you've got a room full of guitars going.
Cool.
So what exactly? Are you playing a bass line at the same time that you're playing the lead? Is that how that works?
Well, my guitar playing is definitely focused around the bass line, so I'm pretty much focusing on the bass line first, and whatever comes with my fingers after that. I don't really understand how I do it either. I've never been able to explain what I do, but I do it anyway.
Despite that, people continue to ask.
Exactly.
You had your eyes open for that song. When you're performing in front of an audience, what is it that you like best about that? What is it that draws you to this line of work?
Well, as cheesy as it may sound, it would have to be the exchange of energy. And it hasn't really been until, you know, the past 2 years that I've really noticed the change, exchange of energy. And that's, you know, of course, it starts from me first, giving the energy to the audience, and then it's the exchange is when the audience gives it back, and then it goes into circular motion. It sounds really, really hippie. But it's really amazing, and that's my favorite part of the live performing.
You have musicians backing you up on your records. However, when you perform solo. Mm-hmm. Why not tour with a band?
Well, I love to play music with people. I love to collaborate. I love the exchange of energy between musicians on stage, and especially improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
But playing solo is where it started for me. You know, my first gig was in 86. I was 16. You know, I was wearing a coat and tie, a little music stand, playing covers, and, you know, from 6 to 8, and, you know, for happy hour or whatever. It's where it started, you know. Uh-huh. So I'm most comfortable doing it as a solo act. And even when I was in a band, and everyone was like, well, look, you got to get a day job, because we got to take all our money that we're making on these gigs and put it towards recording. So my day job was playing solo. So I'm just so used to doing it, you know, and it's, I'm all about the simplicity too. And now that I've done it for several years, it's just really, really easy to travel. You know, I'm fortunate enough to travel with my wife, and I have
your dog, right?
Well, when we fly, we don't have dogs with us, but when we drive, we usually have a dog with us, sometimes two.
So you just flew up to Seattle today, essentially for a promotional appearance. Are you playing in town?
No, I'm not. I'm here for a promotional appearance.
And why that? Why not while you're here? Hit a club or something.
I was just here a couple months ago, and I wanted to play. I tried to play, but my management thought it would be best not to play. I'm here for the radio.
Well, we benefit from that. All right, before we get into the next song, you're not going to play this one, but one of my favorite songs, aside from Freaker by the Speaker on the new CD, is a song called Bob Rules, which opens with this line, "The price is wrong, bitch," which any song that starts that way immediately attracts me to it. What's this one about? And then it's this whole, you paint this amazing picture of you having this dream, and I assume you're talking about yourself here, having this dream of being on The Price is Right, right?
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Is this a fantasy of yours to be on The Price is Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the song starts out at 12 o'clock checkout. We've got an entire hour, which means it's 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And usually, you know, well, I'm from the East Coast, so Price is Right comes on at 11 Eastern. And so, you know, the song, I'm starting out watching the song, and then I fall asleep and I have a dream about being on the show. Then at the end of the song is the housekeeper, you know, knocking on the door, waking you up. And, there's this line in the song, "Next time I'm in L.A., you know what I'm going to do," and that's go down and try to be on The Price is Right. Well, we actually tried to go down and be on The Price is Right. We made up shirts that say Bob Rules in the Price is Right font, and uh-huh. It's really good. We were really proud of them. And we woke up at the butt-ass crack of dawn, which to us is about like 5,
yeah.
6. And we went down there, and there were some kids there that had been there all night. And they looked at us like, there's no way you're getting in. And sure enough, we didn't get in.
Oh, but you didn't even get in to the audience. So mm-hmm. I guess that is the big deal,
yeah,
right?
I think to get called down. I think the secret is to get there at like midnight the night before. And that's how you do it. And I don't think I want to go that bad.
All right. Keller Williams is live here in the Mountain Music Lounge. His only appearance in Seattle this time around. And what are you going to play for us now?
A little ditty called Kidney in a Cooler.
All right. Another song off the new CD, Laugh, here on the Mountain.
A break in the schedule, sufficient coolant leak. Well, we thought we were doing the right thing. Now you cannot be too picky in Cheyenne on Sunday. Then up walked a mechanic with the perpendicular teeth. Perpendicular teeth. Perpendicular teeth. Perpendicular teeth. Oh yeah. Sing it, Marty. It's easy. Perpendicular teeth. Perpendicular teeth. Just you now.
Perpendicular teeth.
Yeah. Oh yeah. By the 17th hour, they pulled us up in the bay, and Funky Tooky started digging down under the hood. After clearing a path to the water pump and taking a 4-hour break, by hour 27 we was all good. Then we sailed from Little America, oh we sailed from Little America, oh we sailed from Little America, oh yeah. We sailed from Little America, oh we sailed from Little America, we sailed from Little America, oh yeah. Only 2 days later, on the way down to Deep Ellum, we broke down in Oklahoma, where the wind had come behind the rain. We got towed to a town called Perry, where a woman's car took priority. She had a kidney in a cooler, so 2 nights we had to stay so she could deliver the kidney. Deliver the kidney. Deliver the kidney. Oh yeah. Deliver the kidney. Deliver the kidney. Deliver the kidney. Oh yeah. Now if you go down to Deep Ellum, to the gypsy tea room, tell them I'm broke down in Perry and I'll try to make it back to you. Oh sweet mama, yo daddy got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy got them Deep Ellum blues. Now I know I will be paying on the concept after she threw. Unrealistic maybe, but there's something I got to do. I need a big-ass bus with a satellite dish, a double-decker double, why would I wish I dream open-eyed that this be true. My double-decker double wide, my double-decker double wide, sing it, Marty. My double-decker double wide, oh yeah. My double-decker double wide, sing it now.
My double-decker double wide.
That's right. My double-decker double wide, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. It's gonna have to. Ice makers in both refrigerators, a silent but a violent generator, to run the subwoofers and a disco ball, the escalator up a tube dance hall on second floor with a giant skylight, a driving range and jacuzzi just right for skinny dipping right after the show at 80 miles an hour is worth all the dough. Until then, I'll stand on the corner with a sign that says we'll work for my double-decker double wide. Until then I will stand on the corner with a sign that says we'll work for my double-decker double wide. Perpendicular teeth in Little America, deliver the kidney in my double-decker double wide. Perpendicular teeth in Little America, deliver the kidney in my double decker, a double wide. Perpendicular teeth in Little America, deliver the kidney
in my double decker, a double wide. The perpendicular teeth in Little America,
deliver the kidney in my double decker, double wide.
Yeah. Woo. 1037 The Mountain, Keller Williams, live here in the Mountain Music Lodge. Thank you very much for coming by. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
A treat meeting you. And when are you coming by to back around to play someplace in Seattle?
That's an excellent question.
Nothing
I have
scheduled.
A website.
Okay.
KellerWilliams.net. And that's where I get all my information from.
So right.
I'll have to check that before I can answer that.
Thanks very much, Keller. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Keller Williams in the Music Lounge, 1037 The Mountain.